living my dream state. I said, relocate my
fantasy.
What? I said, I stay in
reality.
What? I said, you live in my
dream state.
Anytime I count
sheep,
that's the only time we
make up, we make up.
You exist behind my
eyelids, my eyelids.
I said, I don't wanna
wake up.
I said, 2020 visions. Cupid hit me, with precision.
I
wonder if you look
always
when you cross my
mind.
I said, I'm sick and
sick of chasing.
You're the one that's always running through my
daydream.
And I can only see
your face
when I close my
eyes.
Yes. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Another day, another podcast, the last podcast of 2020. Hopefully 2020 has been a blessing in disguise. It wasn't as bad as people made it out to be. I'm joined by somebody that's very enthusiastic to be here today. Please introduce yourself, Queen. Hey, welcome, man. If you know that voice, you know who that is. But 2020, very interesting year. I think it was a good year in retrospect, unless you lost somebody or something like that. RIP to them. But 2020, the year in review. Let's go in. I'm going to say it was around March 11th. They have a whole podcast about it now. March 11th is when Rudy Gobert, dumbass, went and fucking rubbed everything. Or that's when they shut everything down because his ass was like, oh, Corona, everybody get cooties. And he like fucking rubbed. Like this nigga literally rubbed everything down on the NBA podium. Like, uh-oh, cooties, we're going to get
like
it.
Find him?
The whole world is going to be messed up.
Did they find him?
They did not find him, I don't think. But they like the whole fucking world shut down because he had it. Like, so like this is March 11th, 2020. So before then, what were you doing in your life before then?
Before what?
March 11th. 2020. Like, how was you expecting the year to go?
I mean, I expected us to be like out living our fucking life, traveling, and you know.
Okay, so when did it start to get weird for you with Corona? Because we went on a whole vacation in February.
It was a little weird for me then, but I was just like, fuck it.
Like, you try to ignore it? Like, hey,
Yeah, I was like, they're being precautious, but, like, remember, they were, like, screening us and, like, doing certain stuff, and we just still didn't give a fuck. We got on that Corona boat.
In Belize, we got on a whole Corona boat, and we was like, I mean, I guess it's okay.
Like, it wasn't okay.
It was not okay. It was like 60 people on this like small boat, all packed next to each other.
We was packed in there like fucking slaves. Like, I shouldn't have said that.
All right, you canceled. For the 2020, we're leaving her behind. Okay, thank you
but
very much.
But were we not, though? Like, they had us packed on there.
No, they really did have us packed in there. But it just was like, I mean, I remember, you know, all right, got a confession. We might have caused this shit because we have a tradition. We go over our people's Greg and Rachel house. We do it every year. But then this year for 2020, somebody had to go to work. So that ruined it. So we feel like we doomed ourselves. Do you feel like that's true?
A little bit.
Because for how many years have we been doing this?
It was at least like 11.
Yeah.
Last year, well, yeah. This year makes 11, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, we just kind of, like, I think a lot of people, well, I don't know, except for the people that, like, now I got to go to the club and party it up, that most people have, like, a, like, set thing they do, but we ruined it. And after that, it just went downhill. And I remember, all I remember is, like, pulling out different coat jack. Like, I think our spirit knew that the world was about to be over because we were going to like literal Drake parties and the headphone silent parties. And
I love silent parties.
This concert, that concert. We were literally like going everywhere. And then March 11th happened and shit. like when the NBA shut down, I think is when everybody started to get like serious. Cause
and I was still like pushing it too, like because we went to that like brunch festival. Like we were still like, I think that brunch fest was like the weekend before. Like it was like, all right, y'all need to chill the fuck out.
I'm telling you.
But I feel like at my job, like they already had like some cases. Like at Piedmont, they started like it was like a
They were keeping it hush hush.
It was like, you know. And we was all scared and shit, but they definitely had like some rule out, like, oh, we're not sure if they have COVID. Like, y'all know they fucking have COVID.
Okay, so everybody was trying to give it to us. Okay. Yeah, but I don't know. I think everybody was kind of looking forward to this year. And of course, like this podcast is titled 2020 Vision. Everybody was trying to like, yeah, everything going to be clear. Like, it's going to be clear, all right? Because shit going to be fucked up and things are going to be
a weird year.
Quite different.
Like, it was good for me and I actually enjoyed being quarantined. Like, I don't mind.
It's quarantine. Okay, so let's.
We saved a lot of money, like not eating out and shit. If at least in March or April.
If you look at our banks, yeah, for April, it's like, yo. This is really all you need to live off. And it's like, damn, this is good. So what was your favorite thing about quarantining? Looking back at 2020.
We just did a lot of, like, vibing at the house, like, coloring and playing video, like,
beating video games.
fucking what else was
beat Aladdin.
Singing, like, doing karaoke, fucking watching good movies, like sitting out on the porch in our swing, like just like, I don't know.
I feel like
just
we watched the series. That, oh, like, we watched Ozarks.
Really, we watch, yeah, binge watching series. We watched Ozark. I feel like we watched something else too, but Ozark was like the big thing.
We watched that Hulu show with.
That was like last fucking month. Like, look how you do.
That was not last month.
It wasn't during quarantine.
Little Fires Everywhere was definitely
not during quarantine.
All right, Google me.
All right, bitch.
Nah, but I mean, I think it was just fun of like, you know, when La Padilla, shout out to them, they our sponsor, go ahead and give me some money. We used to order food from there and just sit on the porch and wait for it. That was like a highlight of our Friday night.
That
like,
was every Friday.
Like, hey, let's like, just like sit here and wait for it to come. And this is going to be fun. But
I guess I got kind of freaked out. Like when I wasn't freaked out too much when we went on our last trip. We wore masks and stuff. Nobody else had on masks.
Nobody had on masks.
But I got freaked out when I had to go back to work.
And you didn't go back to
my new job. No, the new job, it was kind of scary. Like, I didn't want to be, it's like, you don't want to be around patients, but like, for me, I don't want to be around my coworkers either. Even now, like, I don't want y'all around me.
No.
I don't want to eat lunch with y'all. Like, you need to put your fucking
bro,
mask on.
Bro, they still eating lunch around each other. I'm like, bro, y'all trust these people that much?
I mean,
much?
Nobody can't really go to lunch together. Because somebody got to be watching your patients.
Oh, not at my job.
So you can, yeah, well, you.
Not my pizza job.
Yeah, but at my job, like, you can't really hardly go to lunch. Like, you can kind of try to schedule it, like, with, like, if they're not in the same, like, pot with you. But, like, nobody really does that. So, you kind of eating by yourself. But occasionally, you walk in a break room, it's like hella people. I just fucking leave. I eat, like, in a little, like, like a classroom by myself.
Okay, and I have the Netflix on, and you get mad at me.
Yeah, because you're an asshole. Like, who the fuck? You're going to sleep on some shit, and I'm trying to fucking watch something while I'm on my break.
Well, you should probably get the better bundle.
I don't want to pay more than $8.
Netflix done went up on the price. I think a family one is like $18.
That's what Kiara said. She was talking because she had to get her a new account. And she said, like, it's like for four people. I guess
yeah,
it's like
four people, bro.
So, like, really, y'all can.
That ain't that bad.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if we all split this up, you know, four, eight, nine, that like $6, man.
Hey, bro.
We ain't paying for college.
No, it's over, man.
Okay, what were you proud that you did before all the world went to shit? Because we don't know when it's coming back to what we know it as. So, what were you proud? Give me some things that you were proud of. That you did before the world went to shit.
I mean, living. Like, I was proud. That
explain
we
that.
All right, he won't let me talk. Excuse you. I mean, just doing whatever we want to do. Like, I feel like I wrote, like, a list of places that I wanted to go, and I didn't realize that I was really, like, we were checking them off, like, in order. And it was weird, but, like, you know, that's just what we do. Like, if we want to go, we're going to just go and do it. And I think that's, like, important for everybody. Like, I think anybody should just live because, I mean, life is short.
Life is short. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, but it just was like, you know, it was crazy because I had a lot of things written down. I'm not going to read all of them because they're private and they're personal. But the name of this podcast and the name of this list that I have here, I have written documents right here of what I wanted to do and for 2020. And some of them got canceled due to COVID. It got canceled. But my number one.
Don't do number six.
Was hey, wouldn't you guys like to sign up for my OnlyFans if y'all want to know what number six is. If y'all want to know what number six is, check me out, Dat Boy Reg, on OnlyFans. All right, so to my 2020 vision list, I wrote this down probably, I'm thinking, right before 2020, because I was just sitting up at her job, because I had to bring in the New Year's at her job. Oh, come on, y'all, but my number one was happiness. My number two was work on self. My number three was travel. My number four was get control of my health. My number five was very ghetto. It was stack money. I can't share with y'all everything. My number six was beep. My number seven was self-control. My number eight was take my kids on the plane. My number nine was supreme focus and accomplished goals. My number 10 was love. 11 was cooking. 12 was home gym. 13 was fix all my cars. And 14 was a surprise trip for my poopy dupes.
Hey.
Yeah, but, and I, you know.
A surprise trip?
Yeah, man.
What do you mean?
I was going to take you somewhere and not tell you.
Oh. God, I was just going to so
have
romantic.
The days off. You did? Hey, man, young boy, you know what I'm saying?
Let's do it. Fuck it. I'm ready.
All right, you about to get swabbed, man.
I don't know about the swab, man. I do the swab, and that shit is fucking rough for me to do it.
Come on, bro. Just do it, man.
Like, that shit is hot. Like, they, like, be like, like, it's so sad. And when they start doing that, I, like, almost, like, that's swelling.
Oh, you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah, and they like want to grab your hand, but they won't. And then they be like, their eyes be watering. It's really sad.
Yeah,
and, like, and then you got to come out and do the other nostril. It's not just one fucking swab.
Okay, are you cool with that, ma'am? Okay, now we're gonna do the next one.
I tell them before, like, yeah, it's both nostrils, and they're like, hold on, like, yeah, bitch, yeah. Somebody said, I can't. One time this lady asked, I can't just, like, give you some snot. I thought she was joking, but she was, like, dead serious. And hey, I was like, bro, no. Like, you, just refuse
you
it.
You can't, like, give me something, but you can get the fuck out. How about that? Like,
you just want to fucking, like, snot.
Let me snort in this. Like, bitch, this ain't no coke. Like, what are you
it
doing?
It was disgusting. Like, oh, I almost threw God. Up when she said that. Yeah. But it's rough, so I don't know. I'm ready. Maybe I'll get the vaccine.
You know, the vaccine is a weird thing because it's just like people have to get it to see if the shit is effective.
I can't go 2 years without us traveling.
Though. Yeah,
like,
but
I'm
it's,
not doing that.
I think it's more about people feeling comfortable with it. So I think the more people that take it, the more
comfortable
people
with getting it. Getting the vaccine or getting
no
COVID?
Getting the vaccine. Oh, I kind of want to get it. I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah. I've known stupid people that said that, and we're just going to leave that right there. But I don't know. The vaccine is just weird because it's just like for people, you know, to come up with something so quick is weird, but at the same time, it's like we need that. Like,
it's not really something that's been come up with quick because coronavirus has been around, so it's not it. It's they've been working on it.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
If you did your research, then you would know that.
I feel like it's more of a thing, like, you have to do what makes you feel the most comfortable, and you can't really.
I mean, it doesn't make me feel comfortable, the thought of getting it.
No, but you got to do what makes you feel more comfortable as far as the vaccine or not, because none of us know shit. This is all brand new. This is all, like, unprecedented.
I don't feel like I want to get it, but I feel comfortable that other people are getting it.
I do, and I feel, and I hope to talk
to
them.
You need to turn that down,
sweetie. Okay. I hope to talk to them, and I hope to learn from them and see how it is. And then, I mean, that's going to make more people comfortable, and hopefully we can get out of this shit.
I mean, I'm glad that some people at least are getting it. Even the people you thought wouldn't get it. Which is confusing, because, like,
all of Trump's supporters,
they're not friends.
Mask is bullshit and this and that, but it's like, brother, why y'all rushing to get these vaccines if Corona's a man-made in Wuhan, China, and people gave it to us and all this stuff?
I really don't get it.
I don't get it.
But, I mean, I'm glad y'all getting it, because I want to go somewhere.
Yeah, and I mean, it's mostly the people that are being dirty and shit like that. Y'all really need to get this motherfucker, man, so we can get back to some form of normal, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. So, do you remember what movies came out in the quarantine? I know it feels like a million years ago, but...
Like in theater?
What's a good movie, I guess, that either came out that you seen in 2020 or that you just watched and you was like, hey, that was good, I enjoyed that. Because The Photograph did come out in 2020, and that was the last movie
that
I think we've
so
seen.
Long ago.
It said the 2020. Somebody said on Twitter the other day that The Photograph came out. It had to be at least 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. It was so good. So The Photograph, I guess. We watch Onward. We watch Lovebirds. Obviously, I'm an Issa Rae stan.
This is okay. A stan account.
Also, shows like I feel like Insecure came out.
It did.
Yeah, so we watched that. Was kind of during quarantine.
And it came out in the middle of the George Floyd situation and shit like that. And, I mean, you can't go through.
I didn't forget about it, but I forgot. Like, this was a long.
It was a long. Yeah. But you can't really talk about this year without talking about that. I feel like that was the most effective form of protest. Is that, like, we ain't even fucking up the hood. We gonna fuck up some nice shit and really get y'all to pay attention.
Pulling them fucking statues down.
Oh, my God.
That was my favorite.
Around the world.
Like, y'all rolling these statues down the hills. But it was like, why the fuck did y'all even keep that shit up?
Yeah, it got to a point where people got tired of that shit and y'all making excuses to where, like, oh, well, we're gonna, you know, we're working on this. When the people went. And started fucking shit up and taking it matters into their own hands is when everybody started to care and feel some type of way. And we here at this company is going to put black people at the forefront and this, that. And ain't nobody really doing shit right now. It is December and it ain't too many companies that's keeping good on them promises like that. They said a lot of shit. We're going to get some black executives and top roles and this and that. And I'm pretty sure they will be parading that around. And they don't. So, you know. And what also is weird, too, is that a shitload of top executives pulled out from ESPN, Disney, all these companies right before March. And why? Because these niggas knew something was going to happen. So it lets you know that people with money be in the know. We're just not in the know.
Are you, like, basically saying this was a plandemic?
It was a motherfucking plandemic, y'all. That's what I'm trying to say. But real shit, like, all these people pulled out. Like, they knew something was coming. They knew it. And they, like, why the fuck do you leave the top, like, role at Disney? The top role, ESPN. The top role, all these places. This is facts. But it's just like insider trading means like if you work at a company, like it's the stock market. And if you have stocks and shit and you know that your stocks is fucking doing bad, about to do bad before everybody else, you can go to jail for that. Because like the stock market is supposed to be gambling. But like that's kind of like cheating. Kind of like reading cards, which I don't fucking understand, but I digress.
Reading cards?
Yeah, like, that's cheating in Vegas, like, if you reading cards.
Let me read the cards.
He did that in The Hangover.
What do you mean reading cards?
I guess you kind of count cards or do something, and then you like, that's cheating. And you can get in trouble for that.
I don't know.
That's so that's the same thing with this plandemic.
Okay,
so what's some good music that you liked in 2020?
I don't know. 2020 is such a, like, blur to me that I have no idea.
I'll give you some examples. I think Kehlani came out. I think Tiana Taylor came out.
Kehlani been fucking out. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying in the pandemic.
I didn't love her last album.
Ooh. Oh, I digress.
Did you? You didn't even listen
no,
to
I only
it.
Listened to a few songs.
Yeah, a few
of
her songs. I didn't listen to that one. But
Tiana Taylor. Buddy and Kent Jams came out. I mean, songs that we really fuck with. My boy G Merrick, the Grateful Tape came out. You know, stuff like that, man.
I'm trying to think what I listen to, like, every day.
Summer Walker. I don't know if that came out
I'm
before.
I'm pretty sure that was just...
That came out before.
No, that was last year.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because we were trying to go to that concert and it didn't work out. Yeah. I'd like to apologize to you forever, for the rest of my life, about not going to that Drake concert. I heard it was fucking amazing. The Migos was opening up. That's right up our ratchet alley. And
I don't want to talk about it. Yeah.
Is Drake?
I was like, let's just go. Like, Drake is, like, the fucking best ever.
Is Drake the best ever? As far as, like, making hits.
Yeah. Like, I think he's had, like, songs out for the last, like, fucking, I don't know.
10 or 11 years.
Like, but multiple songs. And it's not, like, I haven't heard a Drake song that was, like, this is fucking ass. Like, there's some songs that I don't, like, love. But, like, there's not many.
If you were to upset the Beehive right now, what song of Beyonce's don't you like?
Baby Boy. Naughty Girl is fucking trash as well.
I love to love you, man.
I hate Naughty Girl.
What's the Drake song that you hate? What's the Drake song that you could do without?
I can't even think of one. Like, I'm just saying in general. Like,
I was going to say One Dance, but I fuck with One Dance.
You fucking love One Dance.
I'm just fucking trying.
I feel like I'd be wanting to, like, and this one isn't. But I don't know, the last, like, few years, anytime I hear a Drake song, the first time, I'm, like, in love with it.
One of the greatest songs, like, Laugh Now, Cry Later, is fucking amazing for 2020. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, and then no now. Tootsie Slide was great. That came out
Tootsie
this year.
Tootsie Slide shouldn't have been. Shouldn't have fired off like it did.
Tootsie Slide, then I hit a double slide.
Like, that
should have
been like, this is ass. But, like, it wasn't.
But it was Drake, so it can't be ass.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That sucks.
Next time he come, I'm going with or without. Because when they open concerts back up, I'm telling you now, I'm going to go ahead and get COVID.
Oh, fuck. Oh, young Corona. Hey, you going with an oxygen tank?
Concert.
You have to.
I am.
Yeah. But one thing that we did hate that we're glad that's fucking dying out a little bit, like, niggas going live. I hated that during the fucking pandemic.
Everybody was going fucking. And then Instagram wanted to fucking notify you that everybody's going live. I don't care.
Well, at one point, that whole top of my Instagram was like 20 people are going live right now.
And like one person is in there.
Like, why y'all all up in my lives? Like, I'm not. Nigga, I pressed the button on accident.
Watched my story?
Noted. Oh, shit. But going live was pretty bad. I did enjoy that little TikTok or whatever it was when they had the, like, you had a party because parties
TikTok
were dead.
TikTok went crazy during the quarantine.
TikTok went up during quarantine.
Fun, but, like, for grown, like, I know grown-ass people who, like, grown.
That recite scenes from TikTok?
What are you talking about?
No, people do that shit.
Recite scenes.
Like scenes from a movie, like, can I get the, you know, Players Club? I seen Mulatto do this. Like, can I get the room, please? And then she shot the gun in the air. Like,
so
can
boring.
I get the room, please?
I can't. And then people who do TikToks, like, y'all aren't staying in the house. Y'all still fucking going out.
Y'all are outside.
Y'all are out in public doing your TikTok. So stop.
Y'all are very much outside. Do you have any? You know, I enjoy the game that we play when we go out. The who's wearing a mask and who's not going to wear a mask. Like, who I'm surprised at wearing a mask. And that game is, like, usually when you see somebody that looks like a Trump supporter, you know, like, the boots and the hat and stuff like that.
Dirty.
Yeah, you would think, like, oh, shit, like, they're going to be wearing a mask. But they don't. They're not going to be wearing a mask, but sometimes they do have one on.
I don't know. I just don't want to be the only asshole in the store without a mask, or one of six people that don't have on a mask. You look like a fucking asshole, and they always look dirty. And they never give you a space. Like,
no, they be on your back. Like, it's not, it's just a cold. I don't know why you're getting all bent out of shape about it.
But I didn't want people on me before. Like, I want you to back the fuck up.
Yeah, I need you to leave me alone.
Like, honestly.
Please leave me alone.
But yeah, they always have to look like COVID. Like,
no, walking
if
COVID.
If COVID was a person, like, you don't have on a mask. No. They look filthy. Like, no teeth in your mouth. Like, fucking...
The neck
stains on your shirt.
The neck gotta be like worn on the shirt and shit. Or you gotta be real ghetto and you don't wear a mask. Like, shit, bro, I could die every day. I don't need no fucking mask, bro.
Or you gotta put a do-rag around.
Bro, I love little kids that just pull their shirt up and walk in the store.
No, I hate it when, you know what's crazy is that some kids, like little kids that, like, you know, been going through this year and fucking only see people wearing masks. So they probably think it's weird when somebody don't have on a mask.
Yeah, and they know that's kinda sad. That's a bad thing, you know. Yeah, I don't know. But moving right along. I don't know. I noticed this year too, like, a lot of people, you know, they had to get right with themselves. They had to sit and think about stuff. Some started therapy, some did different things, but I think a lot of people should do more of whatever going into the new year. Do whatever makes you feel good. Like, if it's wearing a certain hat, listening to a certain song, if you feel like dancing, all that being shy, whatever, like, fuck that. Like, live your life. If this year has taught you anything, is that each day is not promised. So you got to fucking do what you want to do. You got to live. You got to enjoy it and spend it around good people and have good times. And whatever job or person you with or anything, hey, leave them fuck alone and live your life, because we don't know what the next day is going to hold. We don't know if the next day is promised. So I think this year taught you to really live your life. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that.
110%?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think a lot of people, like, man, if I was a celebrity, I wish I could have this life. They, man, I would just buy this and buy that. But a lot of them be really lonely, and they don't know who's with them for them. Like, imagine you being rich forever, and then somebody new coming in your life. You're going to be weird about it, because you're not going to know, like, are you with me for me, or are you with me because of what I can do? But I think this year, like, you got to realize, like, hey, life ain't that bad. And we could live without a lot of shit, because we were forced to, and we're fine. But a lot of people are lonely as well, and they live these lives that they have to be around people and they have to be doing things because they don't want to sit with themselves, because their life is pretty ass and it's not fun. But I think when you sit with yourself and you deal with whatever you got to deal with, you'll find that you ain't that bad. It's pretty cool being you. Would you agree? Do you like being you, dog?
Sometimes.
You want to go body?
Let's go bodies.
Oh,
bodies.
Oh, gosh, man. Oh, man. So, as we go for a close, this is a quick little podcast, because most people don't put out podcasts because the fact that everybody's with their family and they doing shit.
But you didn't give a fuck about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't care about that, and I wanted to stay consistent.
I'm glad, because you made some sacrifices for this podcast.
Whoa. Sometimes you laugh, sometimes you cry. Now you know now. But yeah, I think that I forgot what I was gonna say. Aww. But I'm keeping it G, because you fucking interrupted me.
You asked me a question. You said most people are with their family.
Yeah, people don't drop, but I'm staying consistent. I know this podcast is gonna take off and be great. It's just gonna take time. And I enjoy it. It's therapeutic, and I thank you for your time.
I don't like this podcast. I like Smiley's podcast.
Shout out to Smiley, man. Hey, man. Shout out to him, man. Oh, shit. Okay. So as we go out of here, what plans do you have so we can have this recorded? We are recording this on, I don't know what today's date is.
It's the
29th. The 29th.
What are you asking me?
This is going to be the last podcast of 2020, man. So what are you looking most forward to in the new year? New you, new year, new you. People said that in 2020. I wasn't ready for this shit, but... What are you looking forward to the most, and what have you learned the most from 2020? It's a loaded question.
Okay. So, what I have learned the most from 2020 is that, you know, you don't really need all that, like, stuff. Everything you need is, like, in you and, like, in your, like, family. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need material shit. You don't need to fucking... Like, just us being in the house is just what it was. Like, us, even during quarantine, we was going over to my parents' house and, like, still, like, kind of social distancing, like, which was kind of weird because we couldn't really, like, you know, we don't be all hugged up anyway, but it was, like, we was kind of scared of, like, making each other sick and, like, getting sick, so it was, like, really weird. And then looking forward to... I mean, just living, like, just having a good time, like, living shit, like, living life, like, to the fullest, for real. That sounds cliche, but, like, really doing it. Because, like, people really, like, I had, like, a lot of people, like, died, too, in 2020. Like, this past, like, month, like, I know, like, four people, like, young people that just, like, died. I don't know what exactly happened, but it just... shows you, like, you don't have to be, like, old to die. Like, you need to live your life like you're going to die because you don't know when the fuck that's going to happen. So, I'm just looking forward to making memories with you and and just, you know, having a good time. Like, just having fun together. Like, I think people do too much, like, arguing and too much, like, fake shit. Like, I'm just looking forward to, like, going into 2021, no bullshit, with, like, my real friends and, like, just not the phony shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, you know, like, not, I don't know. I just want it to be, like, peaceful and zen. I don't want no old friends trying to fucking pop back up in my life. Noted. After 10 years. I'm good. You know, just, like, super peaceful, and the vibe is, you know, everything for me.
Yeah, I think just for 2020, it's just that it's taught me patience. It taught me consistency with this podcast. I've been doing them, dropping them every Wednesday since September. That's why it was important to me. Thank you for bearing with me.
You, like I said, you made a sacrifice. I done made some sacrifice.
Whoa. But, yeah, it just is like 2020 been like the best year for me mentally, because I was forced to deal with things I didn't want to deal with. And I came out on the other side of it a way better person, amazing person, person that has real knowledge of self, because I've been taking the teachings and just, you know, a lot has just been great for me, man. And I hope it force a lot of people to deal with themselves and, you know, get some things right and realize, like you said, to piggyback off of what Shan said, that you have to be happy in you, and you have to be knowledgeable that you're all you need, your family, meaning the people that care about you, because sometimes family is just a word. So the people that really care about you is your family. And you just love on them, and they love on you, and then y'all just live happy, and we don't need all that shit. Like, I mean, travel, we spend our money on travel. We don't really care about materials. We have nice things, but we spend our money on travel, and that's what we do. And, you know, so 2020, in a nutshell, was growth for me, and it was great. It was a great year. I'm looking forward to 2021, but I also learned that, like, to live in the moment and don't worry about expectations on this and that. Just live every day, because you don't know. Like, each day is a great new adventure. It's a new canvas on life, and it's time for you to paint that picture of what you want it to be. So in 2021, just live and let 2021 be 2021. Don't put any expectations on it. Just live and live in the moment, and things will fall into place when it's ready. And thank you for everybody joining this ride. This podcast will grow, it will get better. All I do every week is try to find new exciting ways, but I got some things and some ideas. I'm going into grind mode, so it's going to be hard to do the podcast because I got some things coming up. But
you going to buy this?
With a lot of people's. Yeah, but I hope that everybody manifests their goals, manifests their dreams, and I hope that 2021, but really each day, not just next year, be the greatest you want it to be, and this is recorded.